Wahoo. Han Lynch with Patty. Han Lynch, of course, person of many, 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 many talents. Also starring in Mum, I'm Alien Pregnant. You may be like, what the hell is that? Well, you're about to find out. It's a really, really exciting New Zealand film premiering in Aotearoa as part of Whānau Marama NZIFF, which, in case you missed the memo, is happening. It's back. The programs are out. The pre-sales are on if you've got multi-passes. The general on-sale begins tomorrow. It's a whole thing. Today, we're lucky to be joined by two special guests in the studio, Sean and Jordan, a.k.a. Thunderlips.
Hello.
Morena. How are you both?
Yeah, we're pretty good. We're excited because we're off to the US in a few days.
Wow.
And then we're going to get the train up to Canada to a festival called Fantasia in Montreal to show our film there.
Mm-hmm.
But we're also, yeah, there's a lot going on in the lead up to the release of our movie.
Yeah.
So far, only people overseas have actually seen the movie?
Well, yeah, but you've been on a pretty fun journey so far with Mama, I'm Alien Pregnant, premiered at Sundance. What was that like?
Cold. So cold. I have this theory that they only have it in winter because it makes the audiences really appreciative of the time they're spending in the theater. Because they also, you have to queue. We had to queue for like more than an hour one time to see this Olivia Wilde movie, The Invite.
Wow.
And by the time we got into the cinema, we were like, anything you put on the screen right now is going to be a soothing balm for the frostbite.
Wonderful. Let's talk about Mum, I'm Alien Pregnant, this film, because it's pretty wacky. I've seen the trailer and I'm obsessed so far, but when people ask you, like, know nothing about the film and they ask you about it, what's your, have you, like, refined your little description of it?
Oh, we have, because we've had to sort of pitch this movie probably thousands of times in over the years to, like, to get the movie off the ground.
Healthy skepticism.
Yeah. Does it feel less absurd for you now? Like, you're pretty used to how insane it sounds?
No, not really. Sean reminded me the other day of the very first time we ever spoke about it.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I was thinking about this thing. It's like a boy meets girl kind of thing, but like he has an alien penis.
Yeah.
And I was like, naturally. They will not give us the money to, this is insane. What do you want about? And so I read Jordan's first draft and I was like, oh my God, we have to make this. And people kept saying yes. Like we sent it to the film commission and we expected them to be like, what? No. But they were like, yeah, we love this. Let's try and get this made.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Some people that have seen the movie overseas wish the film commission hadn't given us the money. People,
really?
Yeah, there's been a few strong feelings because I guess the movie is about reproductive autonomy.
Yeah.
To an extent, and there are some people that like take issue with the movie's, well, the character's choices, really. I mean, it's the choices of the character, and I'm always like, how dare they? That's just a character. She's just doing whatever she wants. But yeah, some people have big feelings.
That bloody patriarchy runs deep, eh? On that, we were saying off air before, Jordan, you were like, people might be wondering what two men are doing making a movie about bodily autonomy and a pregnancy. Tell us about where this idea came from for you two and what felt important about telling the story.
Yes, it's been an interesting journey because I think Mitch McConnell died today.
Oh.
That seems like a really abstract piece of information, but he's sort of single-handedly responsible for the overturning of Roe v. Wade.
Yeah. Mm.
And we've been working on this movie for like 6 years or something now, and the whole time we worked on it, it was becoming more and more relevant, which was kind of awful because in a way we started off trying to make a movie about what it's like to become a parent when you still live with your mom as an adult.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was my experience that I was sort of unpacking.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess along the way, the character started to sort of speak for herself, and she doesn't want to be a mom. And so the way the plot and everything sort of developed, sometimes we would try to change the story, and it would feel unnatural, and it sort of felt like, no, she doesn't want to be a mom. And so that kind of like, it became more and more a thing, and we obviously, we're two men, you know, so in a way we have no right to be weighing in on that at all.
Mm.
But I guess we were surrounding ourselves as much as possible with collaborators like Hannah Lynch, you know, whose song you played before, and others, and we try to really share the storytelling in the process and make sure that it's not like our opinion on the screen, you know, because that would be weird.
And I was also the sort of the outsider sort of mentality in that when Jordan was becoming a father and visiting hospitals with his pregnant partner, Alex, who was also the producer on this movie. And just being used to like being listened to by doctors as a man, especially a white guy. And then the doctors like not listening to her. And that was so like cut really hard because he's not used to seeing that, you know? And so really the film explores that, the medical like treatment of women in the medical system, especially during pregnancy.
Through this like very twisted and crazy tale. It's kind of awesome, you know, these big themes unpacked in a really like fun, gory kind of creepy way.
Yes, totally. It's a comedy. It's an ooze-filled comedy.
Ooze-filled comedy, that's so awesome. Tell us a little bit about, you know, we talked briefly about Hannah and how amazing she is, but you've got an all-star cast on this and lots of collaborators, as you talked about. I'm guessing this crew is very important to the both of you.
Yes, well, that's one of the reasons we're really excited for it to come out here, because it pleases me that you're calling them an all-star cast. But overseas, people don't really, they're not familiar. They kind of know Jackie Van Beek. She's in the movie.
And maybe Johnny Bruff, too.
And Johnny Bruff, you know, they've seen him in What We Do in the Shadows and stuff like that. But we're really excited for the movie to play here so that when these local luminaries come on the screen, people can actually, like, enjoy that, like, who's playing, you know, Angela Dravid plays a paramedic in this movie. And every time she comes on the screen, it fills me with joy. You know, and I don't think audiences in America can ever really appreciate that, you know.
But it's like, it must feel like a really exciting homecoming to have this premiere at NZIFF. And then you've got the general release in September, right, as well?
Yes.
Yeah, at your local multiplex.
And and so just to go over the cast, it's Hannah Lynch.
Yeah.
Arlo Green plays the boy with the alien penis rather beautifully. Arlo's mother in the movie is played by Jackie Van Beek. And she's kind of cast against type in that she's sort of a straight man type character, you know, more of a foil. And the person who plays Hannah's mom is Yvette Parsons. And she is kind of modeled on my mother in that she's sort of insane. But in a loving kind of way.
Yeah, I loved the snippets of her in the trailer. I'm really excited to see that character development. The bits where she's like, you know, maybe, like, Hannah's like alien pregnant, really going through it. And she's like, maybe one day you'll come around and appreciate that you really did want children.
Yeah. It's like, crazy.
Far out, man.
The way we sort of describe the movie is like, Hannah is the only one that's in a horror movie, and everyone else is kind of in a comedy, which makes it all so much more like awful for the lead, for Hannah.
Yes. Wow, what a challenge to act a role like that. It must have been for Hannah.
So hard. We were terrified on the first day of the shoot because we were like, how is this even going to work? You know, how is it going to be funny and scary and not like insensitive? And ultimately, it's not up to us to decide if we were successful at any of that. But we're excited to hear.
Over to you, listeners.
Yeah, over to you guys.
Okay, Mama Malian Pregnant screening at Whānau Marama on the 7th of August at the Civic.
Yeah, what a venue.
That's crazy.
That's crazy, guys.
We desperately need to sell out the Civic, and there's like more than 2,000 seats, so...
But it probably will sell out, so, you know, don't hang around too long.
Yes.
Yeah, good. Good one.
Yeah.
No, but yes, it's going to be a really special show, and premiering in Aotearoa at the Civic, that must be just like bucket list moment for you
guys. It is. Pretty crazy. We've been trying not to say the phrase dream come true, but it is.
Awesome. That's so exciting. Everyone, if you're listening to this and you're thinking, oh man, I've got to see this film, Mama Malian Pregnant, for myself, well, you're in luck, because if you've got an NZIFF multi-pass, the pre-sale's happening now and you can add it to your list of films that you're going to go and see.
There's
so much on. And tomorrow the general on sale begins, so people will be able to get tickets for the screening. 7th of August at the Civic, presented by 95BFM as well. It's going to be a lot of fun. Lots of listeners will remember last year we presented the screening of The Weed Eaters at the Civic. That
iconic.
Was so much fun. I've seen that movie maybe three times now. And
great.
Never gets old.
Great movie.
So good. And I'm excited to do the same with Mum, I'm Alien Pregnant. Yeah, looking forward to the general release in September as well. Congratulations,
thank
guys.
You.
What
thank
a feat.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
So exciting. Millie's lined up Goo Goo Muck by the Cramps for us.